The Innovators Network.
Hi there, this is Phil McKinney, and this is 5 Minutes to New Ideas, the only podcast for the creative mind looking for that next great idea. Each episode will challenge you to think differently about yourself and your business by asking unique, funny, and sometimes crazy questions. Get your notebook out and be ready to uncover that game-changing idea. Here is 5 Minutes to New Ideas. I'm not sure who said it first, but I'll give credit to Tony Robbins for the now famous quote, "You are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with." With a slight tweak, you can apply this quote to networks, communities, tribes, and friends you socialize with. If you change that quote to be, "You are the average of the 5 social networks where you spend the most time," what would that say about you? Remember that it's an average. Based on the networks and their communities you choose to be part of, you become that community. You sound like it. You think like it. What's worse is that some of these social networks experiment with behavioral manipulation to further influence your average. Outside of the online world, we select our memberships into networks such as a church, the company we work for, the charities we volunteer at, and the friends we spend time with. These all say something about ourselves when we look at them as a quilt of the people that have the biggest influence on us. Who are the 5 you spend the most time with? What does that say about you? Now, over the years, I've added and trimmed who are my friends and the networks I'm engaged in, some consciously and some by neglect because of changing priorities. Over the last few months, I took particular stock of networks and groups I'm in, and in many cases set up, for example, the Killer Innovations groups over on LinkedIn and Facebook. To be honest, I had become part of the problem, and it challenged me to become part of the solution. I asked myself, was I the person someone wanted to include in their network? Someone who could help raise their average rather than dragging it down? Communities take many different forms. Facebook can be viewed as a broad horizontal. It includes friends, family, coworkers, and acquaintances, covering a wide range of topics, interests, and opinions. You join because you know each other. A more narrow community would be LinkedIn. You join to connect with coworkers, peers, and influencers in your areas of interest. The objective is to build your network on LinkedIn with those who could advance your career. Groups on these platforms are created to bring together people into more vertical areas, such as fans of a specific TV show or maybe a podcast on a particular topic. However, the selection criteria are platform first, then topic. This means you are joining a fractured community. If this is a community that you are prioritizing to be one of the magic 5 that you want to be influenced by and thereby raise your average, you are getting shortchanged. The role of communities has changed. They used to be built around a person, a movie, or maybe a book. The communication style was one to many, and the return was many to one. Not what I would call a community, more like an online fan club. The next generation community is not about a person, a place, a show, or a book. It's about the community and its members. These communities are built on sharing and communicating many to many. The result is a healthy community that becomes more self-sufficient while its engagement grows. If you want to influence and be influenced by a community, you want one that is not fractured across platforms, the communication and sharing that is many to many, and vertical in an area of high importance to you. Communities can take many forms, from large communities to ones that are ultra small, such as a mastermind. A mastermind group uses a peer-to-peer mentoring concept to help a small group of about a dozen members share and learn from members' experiences. Some masterminds are broad, such as all members are CEOs of small companies, while others are more vertical, covering such topics as innovation, creativity, and leadership. As I've discussed many times in the past, innovation is a team sport, and it requires a community to come together to take a raw idea and turn it into a crazy successful innovation. You cannot do it alone. Teams around innovation can take many forms. It can be a team you are assigned to by the organization you work for. You can invite others to join you in becoming an ad hoc team around an idea. Or your team can be a combination of these approaches. Whichever approach used, getting people with as varied a background, expertise, thinking styles, and diversity as possible is the key to innovation success. I cannot underestimate how important this is. So, if you are not part of a community, you should be. What are you waiting for? An invitation? Well, here's your invitation. Now, the one community I hang out in every day is the Innovators community. Yes, it is one of the five that I will hope will influence me. It's free. It's not built around one person. The community members include some of the top innovation practitioners in the world. So back to an earlier question I posed. Who are the five communities and individuals you spend the most time with? And what does that say about you? I'm Phil McKinney, and thanks for listening. The topic for each show comes from, more often than not, from listeners just like you who post on my Facebook page or on philmckinney.com. So if you have a topic in mind, drop me a message. This episode of 5 Minutes to New Ideas was produced by the Innovators Network. You can find more episodes to challenge your creative thinking wherever you find your favorite podcast.
This show is distributed by the Innovators Network. For more information and other great shows and content, visit theinnovators.network.